Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. China's export growth tumbled in November, and imports contracted unexpectedly in a new sign of weakness in the world's second-largest economy. Exports rose by a weaker-than-expected 4.7%, down from October's 10.6%. Imports were forecast to post a small increase, but instead contracted by 6.7% from a year earlier. China's November soybean imports were 6.03 million tons. That's down 47% from September. China's January to November soybean imports come in at 62.87 million tons. That's up 12.3% on year. And China's November soybean imports, 6.03 million tons, were unchanged from November of 2013. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 130,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to Spain during the 14-15 marketing year. Also flying out the door this morning is 136,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Japan during the 14-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 17,923. It's down 30 points. The NASDAQ 43.17 is up 4.25. The S&P 500 is 2,072. It's down 3.5 points. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Hope everything's going good in the office there today. Looks like we're going to have a fair day across parts of the Midwest today. We've got a little bit of light rain and drizzle occurring, of course, across portions of Illinois up into parts of Wisconsin and Minnesota. And as we go forward through the day today, this little frontal boundary and associated precipitation will work its way eastward, impacting Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, as well as continuing in Illinois for a portion of the day today. None of the precipitation is going to be that great except downwind from Lake Michigan, where we could see over a third of an inch of moisture. Everybody else will see upwards to 1/15 of an inch most likely, and whatever snow occurs is probably not going to accumulate very well in very many locations. So this is the primary event for this week. We should be relatively dry as we move forward through the rest of this week. And there's a short-term bout of a cooler air that will move across a part of the Midwest as we go through the day tomorrow. And it'll just temporarily set us back on temperatures, but the rest of this week will be warmer than normal across a big part of the Midwest. And by that, we are going to be talking about highs running in the 30s and 40s north, 40s and 50s south. There will actually be some 60-degree temperatures from Missouri over to parts of the Ohio River. As we get into the latter part of the work week this week, temperatures will stay warm all the way through most of next week. There will be a minor setback during the early part of next week as a little rain event moves through the Midwest. But the bottom line is there should be an opportunity for a little bit of farming activity to take place this week during this little bout of improved weather, if you will. Down in South America, it looks like the latest statistics are reflective of a good weather week that's just behind us across Argentina. The latest statistics coming out of their wheat country suggest that a big part of the wheat harvest is already not only underway but completed from Cordoba over to Entre Rios. There's been a lot of chatter in the marketplace recently about the weather maybe getting too wet for the wheat quality there, but the latest statistics from last Thursday suggested that fieldwork has actually advanced quite favorably in Cordoba, parts of Entre Rios, and portions of Santa Fe, which is right across the heart of the country where the bulk of the harvesting usually occurs this time of year. Fieldwork is far enough advanced that very little rain over the weekend should have harmed any of the crop. And the most unharvested wheat is down in southern parts of Argentina. This is where it will be dry most of this week. Now, over the weekend, some of the greatest rains did occur in the unharvested areas in the south, but that rainfall obviously occurred with the crop immature, so there should not have been any kind of negative impact on quality from the weekend precipitation, which ranged from about 1 to 2 inches in a few areas in the far south of Buenos Aires. From a summer crop perspective, everything looks pretty darn good in Argentina. We've seen a lot of timeliness in precipitation recently. Over half of the corn crop is in the ground. The sunseed crop is all but done. It looks like the soybean crop is 60% in the ground at this point. The weather conditions over the coming week are going to be mixed. The north half of Buenos Aires will see quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity, and so fieldwork will be a little slow across those areas, but the moisture will be ideal for future crop development. And in the south of Argentina, again, we're expecting to see a drier bias, and that's why I think the wheat harvest will continue to advance without any risk of any quality declines. And from a Brazil perspective, everything looks real rosy right now. Everybody's getting plenty of rain. There's going to be more of it over the next full week to 10 days. There's not going to be any dryness of significance in major crop areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. Busey is proud to reinvest in our communities, one project at a time, with financial guidance and support to volunteers and community leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat is not trading at this time, but the March has a bid. It's 641 and three quarters, up 2.5. Soft December, 610 and a half, up 1.5. March, 598 and a half, up 4.5. December corn is 385 and three quarters, up 4.25. March, 399, up 4. July, 413 and three quarters, up 3.75. January soybeans, 1041, up 5. March, 1047, up 5. July, 1058, up 4.5. December soybean meal, 399.50, up 5.30. December soybean oils, 31.79, and it is down 22 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. The markets are also doing well. If you're a bull, everything in green today.
Yeah, we started out pretty quiet overnight with just about a 3-cent range. We came in this morning just an 8-cent range on beans, so that's pretty quiet by today's standards. But then 8:30 session reopened again, and market tried to perk up a little bit. We had a couple USDA announcements, some corn sold to Japan, some beans to Spain, so that seemed to kind of perk the thing up a little bit. It seems to be a little growing talk that maybe the report on Wednesday might be a touch friendly to the beans, maybe see some export demand perk up a little bit on that balance sheet, cut ending stocks down a little bit. I think the average guess is expected bean ending stocks to break about 25 million bushels. Probably not much on corn and wheat, as December report's typically pretty quiet, Dave, but looks like trying to see a little bit of a perk here with the corn trying to test the upper end of this recent trading range, Dave.
Do you think that soybeans have it in it after rejecting what some people were calling a head and shoulders formation, although it's not classical because it's not at the top of the market, but sort of a head and shoulders formation, that it has it in it to make an advance on you know, something around 1054, or maybe even a little bit more, 1059, 1060, and maybe even eventually go and try that 1087 level?
Yeah, probably going to need some help or some friendly news to get it up to that 1085 area that you talked about, topper end of that recent range. But, you know, I think somewhere in that 1050, 1060 area, Jan futures is certainly doable, especially if the USDA cooperates a little bit on Wednesday and shows a little less ending stocks number. You know, really the positive this winter, or at least going forward, is bean demand continues to be good. Crush margins are good. Export demand obviously is very good. So the anticipation for that ending stocks number to decrease shouldn't come as too big of a surprise. It's just going to be the question of how much lower that can really go. You know, really, even if we get down to a 400 million bushel ending stocks number, it still doesn't argue for a big rally moving forward, Dave, but it could help, at least in the short term anyway, at least test the top end of the recent range anyway.
385 is just a couple pennies away in December corn of the top of the range that we've been sideways trading in since the middle of October. Do you think there are buy stops above that number?
Yeah, I think, you know, you look at the March, which is a heavily traded contract right now, that old high around 401, 401 and a quarter, just like you mentioned, a couple cents off that. I think that could encourage a little more technical buy, and really just not seeing much movement from the producer. And I think more than anything, that's offering a little support here recently, Dave. And I guess I don't anticipate seeing that change in a whole lot. I think producers are pretty intent on kind of hanging in here a little bit, and that could offer a little support here as we move forward, at least until we see what the USDA numbers say here on Wednesday, Dave.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Have a great day.
You too. Aaron Curtis of Mitco, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. December corn trading 385 up 3.5. March 397 and 3/4 up 2 3/4. July 412.5 up 2.5. January soybeans 1038 up 2. March 1044 up 2. And July 1055 up 1/2. Now up 2.5. December soybean meals 398.40 up 420. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.